You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Top of the morning to you on one of the great days of the year. Christmas has come early for many of us. How the heck are you? We are Miller and Moulton. This is MillerandMoulton.com. You can, well, keep track of us. Participate. Chastise us at Miller_Moulton on X. Mark, it is officially madness.
You're damn right it is. And it was a nice little event they threw in Dayton to get us warmed up for some of us that like to watch and enjoy the games, because yesterday's games were at least entertaining, albeit the second one was a bit of a rock fight.
Listen, I'll tell you what, those two 16 battles, okay, those were good games.
They were.
Those were nice. You know what? Maybe throw the 16s in Dayton. Let them go at it. They'll give us games. They'll play entertaining basketball. These majors and mid-majors, whatever. Get with the program, guys. Get with the program. And for those two that advanced, the Colorados who advanced, all right, you better show up with more than that if you want to advance beyond now. But, Mark, this is – my wife said to me, since we're both working from home these days, she said, listen – I hope it's okay. I got meetings and this, you know, from noon to two, and you know, and then tomorrow 1 to 3, and I even got a thing on Saturday. Is it okay that I'm tied up on Saturday from 1 to 3? And I looked at her and I said, "Is there any way you can make it like 1 to 6?" And she just looked at me and I went, "Honey, do you know what starts at noon today?" And her eyes lit up. She went, "Oh, that's right." I go, "Yes." I said, "I love you, but you're not needed these next 4 days."
Yeah, I'm in an interesting situation because my mother-in-law is in town. And I don't have to entertain my mother-in-law. But she doesn't realize the levels at which she's going to disappear at 12:10 today.
Should you watch this game elsewhere?
No. My house. This is my house.
Oh, here's Eddie Murphy. Oh, here we go.
Just Mark roll Miller. Roll Anna and Fufu around in the ground. Okay.
Put your fire out. Yeah. Okay. Well,
that's a fire. Right. No. Oh, she asked. She said, "Are you watching?" She did ask me. She's, "Are you watching in the living room or are you watching out on the back?" So I've got a big TV at our back lanai. And I said, no, I'll be watching right here. I'll be on this couch from 12:10 tomorrow until right around midnight. I'll leave for bathroom breaks."
I thought you were going to say both, basically. I'm commandeering all the area. I may need to pace, may need to walk around, and may need some air. So the answer is both. We have a lovely upstairs, a spare bedroom. Okay, besides, that's where the daughter is. That's really who you came to see anyway. So just, you know. The downstairs is mine. I commandeer it for like 7 days a year. Four of them begin at noon.
I'm fired up. And my team plays the first game, which is even better.
How great is that, by the way?
It really is.
Isn't that like the NFL playoffs when your team's in the first wild card game and you're like, "Good, let's do this. Let's go."
Hopefully my team can deliver me a W so the rest of the day will be with a lot of enthusiasm, but I don't take the losses as hard as I used to. I know that Trent is feeling it a lot more than I am right now. He has been trying to call Tom Izzo most of the morning.
Trent, how much sleep did you get last night? I'm being very serious.
3.5 hours.
How much?
3.5 hours.
3.5 hours.
So you were after Boise in Colorado, you were still just
crunching the numbers.
What? Now, what numbers are there to crunch? I thought you'd be like the selection committee. You just had one spot left. You just, come on.
As much as I loved Florida, I had to look at the actual matchup now that we know who they're going to play. I still picked them. I'm sure we'll get to all that stuff later. But I actually filled out the bracket early this morning at about 1 o'clock.
Wow. So you're going to go into what happens if Sparty loses?
I will move on, and I will be somewhat relieved that this ridiculous, painful season is over. That's the nice thing about them playing first.
Sure he will.
Of course I'll be disappointed, but I'll move on quickly. It's March Madness. Let's go.
I'm
going to hold him to that.
Okay.
I'm going to hold him to that.
I will too. If they lose, they'll lose at around 2:15, 2:20, all right, maybe as late as 2:30. What time should I reach out to him? About 10 to 4? See how he's doing?
I'll reach out earlier than that.
Say you need a cocktail. All right.
Time for a Miller Lite there, young man.
Support.
You know what? For your guys' sake, you probably would like to see Michigan State lose just so I can prove to you how much I love this tournament.
No, because I want you on another 3.5 hour sleep tomorrow morning doing the show, all with that punchy, tired adrenaline thing you got going. Yeah, no, I want them to win. Plus, I picked them in the tournament. I nearly picked them to do damage, and then I said, all right, calm down. They managed to lose. That's what this Michigan State team manages to do. They manage to lose.
They play really good, close, tight games and lose them, David. That's what they do.
Right. So I'll give them an 8-9 win. All right, just because I like nines. All right, I pick nines. But no, that's it. It stops there. So, yes, the madness gets underway in 6 hours. It's glorious. It's tell you what, here's my nomination for a poll question. I know it's early, but basically something having to do with opening days, opening nights. All right. And what excites you more? Like opening day of the baseball season, opening day of the tournament. I don't know if you want to throw in like opening day of the Masters, you know, round one of the Masters, you know, for the right vernacular. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking about what, because you can't do football. Football would skew everything.
No, football wins everything. But.
So it's just a thought.
Oh, no, no. And I like your thought. I think this is bigger than opening day of baseball. I think this is bigger than the first round of the Masters. I think this is because of these damn brackets, this sheet of paper, that so many more people fill them out.
Mm-hmm.
And even my wife, who has lost a lot of her fandom in sports with work and a daughter and everything else, she knows the madness is here.
Okay.
So I like it. And I mean, this should be, as much as everybody wants the Monday after the Super Bowl off, this is the day that half days are invented for. Ooh. This is the day you take a half day vacation for.
You know, actually, you know what the day off should be? It should be tomorrow. Because you can put in a good productive half day today. You really could. You could get in a half a day of work, and then you can just find a way to play hooky. I mean, come on, let's be honest. We've all done it.
Is this the real reason you guys switched to mornings?
For half a day. What, Trent?
Is this the real reason you switched to mornings?
No.
Don't get Moulton started. He still hates the fact that we do mornings, okay?
Absolutely hate it. All right, I'm an afternoon drive guy. I am. Thanks, Trent. Appreciate that.
Just you might have just derailed the show at 6:10 in the morning.
Golly.
Me, personally, I love the mornings. I'm all in.
Yep, all in. Yep.
Moulton, on the other hand, would switch back to afternoons tomorrow if given the choice.
This is where giving him top billing on the show came back to haunt me. All right.
And it really wouldn't matter because of David's other jobs. This does work best.
I know.
For what you do for a living now.
It really does. It works better. But I hate every – until the show starts. And then I love it because I love doing the show. But
and you love it at 10 a.m.
I do.
Don't. I mean, 6 to 10, I know you love, and you're great because you can be grumpy and ornery, and when you hear the music, you perk up, you get a little adrenaline, and you're great. Mm-hmm. But don't kid yourself. At 10:01 when the day's over, it doesn't suck.
It's kind of like, I guess for those of you that exercise, it's kind of like, you know, right when the workout's over. And you're like, you're proud of yourself. You're like, oh, man, I feel good. This was good. This was, yeah. All right? That's kind of how it feels at 10:01. But we can all play hooky for half a day. But think about it. You know, we head to the sports bar, you know, or we head home, and then, you know, we treat ourselves. We stay up. We watch the madness. Hopefully there's, like, an upset that gets us really keyed up. And then what if we had tomorrow off? Huh? Now we're talking. So that would be my nomination for a national holiday, actually. Let's do it tomorrow.
No, you're not. You're on to something, because even last night, I stayed up and watched the entire Colorado-Boise game. Almost. I mean, there was 30 seconds left. The fouls came. I'm like, this is done. And there's no way Boise can cover. So it's done.
Right.
And went to bed. And I'm like, man, it's late. I got to get up in a couple hours to do this show. But I woke up. I was a little later than normal to get here, but I'm ready. I can do it again tomorrow, but I would like to sleep.
Right. Then this way everybody can make it through Thursday, stay up even for the late games, and what everybody can sleep in a little bit and be fully prepared for a full day Friday, which really sets into a full weekend. So that's my nomination. Everybody wants it to be. What I would just do is move the NFL season back a week. Okay, then it would take place the Sunday before President's Day. That'd be great. But I'm talking about to add a national holiday. If we're going to do it, let's do it for tomorrow. I don't know what we call it, though. I mean, who do we name it after? You know, Bryce Drew?
No.
You know, Christian Laettner?
We name it after John Wooden.
John Wooden. I'm with you.
Yeah, but this wasn't really a huge thing when Wooden was winning all his titles, you know?
Yeah, but I'm not naming it after Coach K.
I don't know. I got that.
All right. Let's just get that straight right now.
So we're Wooden Day? Hey, you guys, what are you doing on Wooden Day? What do you mean, what am I doing?
21,000. What should we name tomorrow when it becomes a national holiday and we get it all off? But we will have a poll question centered around the madness as well. What opening day is better? The madness, the opening day of the baseball season, round one of the Masters. We'll get that up. Great show lined up for you. As the madness begins, we are Miller and Moulton.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes after the hour. On this, one of the best days of the year, Miller and Moulton. Thanks for being with us, MillerandMoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. In fact, how good of a sports day is it? How special? Best opener, if you will. First day of March Madness, opening day of Major League Baseball. Round one of the Masters. You know, we'll just stick with this time of year. This, like, three-week period in time, because the Masters begins 3 weeks today. Major League Baseball season for everybody begins a week from today. And then, of course, in 6 hours, well, Dayton was the warm bread that they put on the table. Okay, but come on, now the food starts showing up.
Does it matter for you if the bread's warm or not?
Does it matter? No.
It's almost like you get a little extra excitement when you reach under the napkin and that bread's warm and you go, oh, look at that.
Very much so. Yes. It's like, oh. But is it necessary? Hell no. That bread doesn't have a chance. Doesn't have a chance.
Just curious, what are your thoughts on the big warm pretzel?
What do you mean? What are my thoughts?
What are your thoughts?
In place of bread?
No, maybe in addition to.
Oh, it's glorious.
Just making sure. I was at a place yesterday. They had a pretzel. I mean.
Yeah, the bigger the better.
It just gigantic.
Yeah. I prefer one that has its own backhoe with it. that they have to bring it out from the kitchen on the machinery. Okay, that's how big I prefer my pretzel to be. Yes. So glorious.
And for those asking, cheese and mustard, both were brought, and it was wonderful.
It's funny. I'll do the cheese and mustard. I will, but I don't need it, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
I can just do the pretzel. So then if you're going to give me cheese and mustard, you can imagine my level of excitement.
I don't know if it's the type of excitement. What are you going to do today? I am very curious. What are you going to do today at noon? Are you staying home? Are you getting usually this used to be 50 wings, a pitcher of beer, and you and a buddy. I didn't even get invited to this. You guys left me out, and that's fine. It was your thing. So what are you going to do today?
We started it before you.
Right.
And it's true, okay? We didn't at first. You were not even invited.
No.
It was like we were gone. Boom. I know. I don't have a buddy. I don't know. I don't know. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drive around for about a half hour, an hour, and then I'm going to, I don't know, just let the moment steer me. Mark, me and my car is going to be like a Ouija board, okay? I'm just going to have my hand on the thing, and I'm just going to wait to see where it takes me. It may take me back to the condo. It may take me to an establishment. I'm just going to follow. Just going to follow it. I am, however, right at the very beginning of the tournament, I'm going to listen to it on the radio because I want to hear the guy with the threatening voice. And now it's time for Westwood One's coverage of the 2024 NCAA tournament, brought to you by Ritz Munchables. Eat them or die.
Nothing better. Nothing better. We're fired up for the tournament. We'll get to our brackets in the 8 o'clock hour of our predictions. Although, you know, day one of the Dayton tournament went really well for us. Day two, not so much.
No. Overthought it. Have a system with the spattle of 16s. You always take the points. But we were convinced that Montana State was better than Grambling. The metrics said so also. So we said, no, we're going to go against the system. We're going to lay the points. And they were the better team, and they blew it. They choked like big dogs.
They really did. Good for Grambling to come back and fight through all that. But they got a bit lucky, and now they get to go play Purdue.
Right. And let me tell you, Purdue's got one player in particular that Montana State doesn't have. They don't have a Zach Edey in the SWAC. Okay, they don't. That's a holy, what do we got here? Yeah. Hey, there is a story out there that is not going to get nearly the ink and the conversation that it should because of when the story broke, which is within 12 hours of the madness really taking place. But how about this Otani's interpreter story, huh?
Who's he got in the tournament? And I don't mean Otani.
Okay, there's two parts of this story. One, the fact that Otani's interpreter, one of the people he's closest to in life, apparently is a huge gambling problem. And here's the thing. See, Otani has played Major League Baseball in the state of California. Mark, there are 10 states that do not allow sports gambling in them. California is one of them.
Yes, it is, David.
So the whole $4.5 million in losses, I think, is illegal. But certainly some of it is. I mean, apparently he owes DraftKings a lot of money. But there's this other site that he owes a ton of money to. And yeah, that's... But here's the thing. See, Otani paid the guy's debts off. He did. At least that was the story from an Ohtani spokesperson, which, of course, I have to ask the question, isn't this guy Ohtani's spokesperson? But anyway, so someone close to Ohtani told ESPN on Tuesday afternoon that Ohtani, this guy came to him last fall and said, I owe $4.5 million. And Ohtani said, are you serious? Don't do it again. And paid off his debts. ESPN was doing a big story on this. Then by yesterday, when this guy's getting fired and arrested, the same Ohtani person told ESPN, no, Ohtani didn't pay off his debts. The guy stole the money from Ohtani. And ESPN's reporter is like, 18 hours ago, I got what you told me right here. So I'm sorry, which is it? Did Ohtani know about it and actually pay off the debts? Or did the guy steal the money from Ohtani and Ohtani didn't know? According to someone close to Ohtani, on Tuesday it was one story and on Wednesday it was another.
Yeah, not only did he know, he paid off the man's debts.
Right.
Then he stole the money.
Right. So he knew in the fall and paid off the guy's debts and told him, don't do it again. That was the Tuesday night story. The Wednesday afternoon story was, wait a minute, the guy stole the money from Ohtani. Ohtani didn't know anything about it. Really? Really? So he's not just his interpreter, he's handling his money?
Well, I mean, this is really easy to find out. If Ohtani wired the money like they alleged that he did to pay off the debts, then he knew.
Well, but, I mean, in theory, could I, if I, let's just say you and I, you know, very close business arrangement, the whole deal, it's your money, I can't. But the thing is, the first story was, oh, yeah, man, we knew about it October, November, and we paid off his debts. Then the next day is, that guy's a rotten thief. I knew nothing. Nothing.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
22 minutes before the hour. Thanks so much for being with us, Shane McNichol. Talk some college hoops on this, the first day of the tournament. Woohoo! In fact, we're going live all day. We're going live till noon. We're going to lead right into the tournament. No?
Excuse me?
Apparently not. Miller and Moulton, MillerandMoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. Time now for
the starting five. Five stories you need to know. It's the starting five on Miller and Moulton. Here's number one.
Well, the warm bread on the tables, the first four in Dayton. No more bread being served at dinner. Now it's time for the main course. Grambling rallied from 14 down in the second half, forced overtime, and then beat Montana State 88-81. It's their first ever win in the NCAA tournament, considering it was their first ever game in the NCAA tournament. Good for Grambling. Next up, Purdue. Enjoy your stay. Meanwhile, Colorado, in the battle of the 10 seeds, beat Boise 60-53. This was not an entertaining game. Just close enough to keep you watching, but never really fulfilling. The first game, warm bread. Second game,
stale bread.
Colorado won at 60-53. They'll play the Gators next. Tomorrow. One note in the women's NCAA tournament. They do a first four also. Columbia was the second bid from the Ivy League. Columbia got the final bid of the tournament at the expense of the University of Miami. Columbia lost to Vandy 72-68. So Vandy will face our good friend Nikki Collin and Baylor in the tournament. But I just thought I'd mention it since most people felt the tournament, they took Columbia over Miami. Columbia lost. All right, first game of the tournament today. Michigan State, Mississippi State. 15 minutes after high noon. Only 1-1 seed in action today. That's North Carolina. They're hosting Wagner. Wagner's only got 7 guys, you know. No, seriously. They only have 7 players. So, you know, even when they get tired and even when they get down 30, they only got 7 guys. There's only one 5-12 matchup today. And the 12s didn't win a game in last year's tournament, which is remarkable. But think about it. We had 2 5s in the Final Four. Gonzaga McNeese State today is the 5-12 matchup. I'm picking McNeese. Straight up.
Good. That makes 2 of us. So I would lay all your money on the Zags.
Major League Baseball. Yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Padres 5-2 in South Korea. San Diego seems genuinely annoyed. They are playing right now. It's 5-1 Padres. We're still in the first inning. This game began 35 minutes ago. Padres scored 5 in the first. Yamamoto, remember 100+ million bucks? Yamamoto? Yeah, he threw 43 pitches in his first inning in the majors, gave up 5 runs. Dodgers are answering Ohtani with a hit. I think he scored a run.
He scored. Bases are jammed with 2 outs right now for the Dodgers. So go back to what you were doing. I've got good baseball on.
If it's 5-1 in the first, Padres, Dodgers. You can switch over to Mark Miller's fledgling cable channel, AM Sports, if you want to see how the rest of the day goes. Although at this pace, they're not going to be able to show the final inning. Speaking of Ohtani, apparently his interpreter, well, he has a gambling problem. He lost $4.5 million, and it was paid off to bookkeepers. Now the question is, did Ohtani know about it and pay it off? And even if so, is that a problem? Is that a crime? Does that violate any of baseball's gambling rules? The player is not the one doing the gambling, but he's the one paying off the gambling debts. Or is it, no, the guy stole the money from Ohtani. Ohtani didn't know anything about it. Because apparently people close to Ohtani have said both things to ESPN 18 hours apart. The story they're going with now, and they're going to stick to it for as long as they can, is the guy stole the money. And Ohtani didn't know anything about it.
$4.5 million stolen, and he didn't know anything about it, huh?
Mizuhara is the interpreter's name. He's the former interpreter now of Ohtani, Mizuhara. Mizuhara has insisted throughout that Ohtani doesn't gamble. Doesn't gamble, doesn't drink. Okay, it's my debts, not his. For what it's worth, sports gambling is illegal in the state of California, one of 10 states in the country where it is not legal. Let's talk some NFL, shall we? Odell Beckham visited with the Dolphins yesterday. What do you think about that for a number 3 receiver? He can still play.
If he can still play and the number's right, yeah, why not?
Cleveland signed running back Deontay Foreman. Nick Chubb not expected to be ready to go at the beginning of the season. All right. Did you hear what the NFL competition committee proposed yesterday? First off, they're proposing to be voted on to outlaw the whole hip drop tackle technique, that it's be illegal and a 15-yard penalty. Interestingly enough, the Players Association is against it. They're basically saying, yeah, we don't think the officials can determine what is a hip drop tackle and what isn't. And so it'll just mess the game up even more. So while obviously we're into player safety, we don't want to put more on the officials' plate. It's interesting that the NFLPA came out and said that yesterday, because here's the competition committee actually making a rule change to, in theory, make the game safer. And the Players Association said, don't go there. We don't trust you guys to be able to get it right. Okay. They also proposed a revamped kickoff rule. You paying attention? I wrote this out in like 7 different parts. I hope I got it right. So we're going to kick off at the 35-yard line. No fair catches allowed. Touchbacks go to the 35-yard line, not the 25-yard line. You'll have the kicker and the returner. The kickoffs will still take place at the 35-yard line. However, the 10 guys fielding, covering the kicks, will be across midfield on the opponent's 40. They'll be lined up. They cannot move until the ball hits the ground or is caught. Also, none of the blockers. 9 of the blockers have to be lined up between the 30 and 35-yard line, and they can't move either.
Sounds like they had one of those old electric football games out. And just kept putting different formations on until they got to one that looked fun.
Apparently, this is a lot of what the XFL did in their second, redo here. This is a lot of what they did on their kickoffs. So this is being proposed. They kick the ball from the 35. Only the kicker and the returner can move until the ball hits the ground or is caught. And then the guys covering the kick, all 10 of them, they'll be lined up across midfield, across the 40. And at least 9 of the blockers, 9 guys have to be lined up between the 30 and the 35 directly across from them. No fair catches. But if they kick the ball through the end zone, the touchback, the ball's at the 35, not the 25. Also, onside kick, no more surprise onside kicks. You'd have to literally let the officials know we want an onside kick, and then they'd go and do it the way they normally do. Line it up at 35 and 10 yards and the whole deal. That's what's being proposed. It's going to be voted on. If it's passed, it's only going to get a 1-year deal. And then they'll see how it works, etc. Cam Sutton, Lions defensive back. He's wanted for domestic battery charges near Tampa. College football, the ACC said, you sued us, we can sue you, Clemson. And so they did, and they're seeking damages. That'd be a curious case to make. Did you hear who Nebraska's new AD is? He's Washington's AD, Troy Dannon. Do you know when Troy took the Washington Huskies AD job? Last October. Mm-hmm. Right. Talk to me about the players transferring again. Anybody? That's right. By the way, during his time at Washington, he fired the men's basketball coach and he had to hire a new football coach. And he was handling their transition from the Pac-12 to the Big Ten. SEC says, we'll do 2 more years of an 8-game football schedule in conference. Not only 2024, we'll stay with 8 for 2025 as well. They released their schedule yesterday. NBA, Heat, Terry Rozier, a 3 with under 15 seconds to go to beat the Cavs, 107-104. Celtics nearly blew an 18-point fourth-quarter lead. They held off Milwaukee without Giannis by 3. OKC's the number 1 seed out west right now by a half game over Denver. They beat Utah by 12. Phoenix, Grayson Allen, 32 points. He hit 9 threes. That's kind of impressive. Phoenix beat Philly by 13. Did you hear everything that went on with the T-Wolves yesterday? First off, this guy who was not officially an assistant coach, but kind of sort of was. Yeah, he not only got fired, he got arrested. Okay, 3rd-degree felony theft. Apparently taking a whole bunch of material he shouldn't. I don't know what he was going to do with it. Anyway, and so remember
who knew Connor Stallions was coaching basketball?
And remember A-Rod's buying the T-Wolves?
Right.
Started the process 3 years ago. Had to make three payments. Made the first one. Okay, got 20% of the team. Made the second one. Got 20% more of the team. Well, his third payment's due Wednesday. Yeah, the people who were going to finance it said, you know what? We're not financing it anymore. So A-Rod and Mark Lohr had to come up with $300 million. They feel they got somebody to give them the money. Don't know who it is. They sent the paperwork to the league, and well, hope it goes through. So NHL, Toronto, two goals from Austin Matthews. He's got 57, by the way. Don't know if he gets to 70, but probably get the mid-60s. Ovi with two goals, Ovechkin. Washington lost to Toronto, however, 7-3. Ovechkin's 50 goals behind Gretzky to be the all-time leading goal scorer in NHL history. This was a really big game for the Minnesota Wild last night, and they lost to the Kings 6-0, trying to chase down the final playoff spot. That's a bad loss. PGA Tour Valspar gets underway today in Palm Harbor. And the LPGA Tour, they're back in the States. The Sayre Pac Championship in California gets underway today. And we're in the second inning now. 5-1 Padres over the Dodgers. Make sure you turn to Mark Miller's AM Sports Network to watch that. And at 8 minutes before the hour, that was...
That was the Starting Five every weekday morning at this time on Miller and Moulton.
So thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs sideways on the kickoff proposal.
Thumbs down. I hate everything about it. Okay. I don't like... No, I mean... Okay, we're going to have an onside kick now. Everybody come back here.
I agree with that part. The onside kick part's ridiculous.
There's got to be some element of surprise.
Isn't that the whole point of an onside kick? I mean, unless it's at the very end of the game, right, is to catch them off guard.
Well, most of the onside kicks are at the very end of the game.
I got you, but I still don't like the
– Well, if you think about it, if you want to change it and make it like a 4th-and-15 or 4th-and-20 play, that obviously is raising your hand going high with, like, the lineup. So that – you know, the it looks as if – the surprise part someday, Mark, is going to leave the onside kick.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But I don't like players lining up 20 yards ahead of the kicker and standing there waiting for the ball to go over their head. Hey, all right, the ball touched. We can all run now. It sounds like this is a game that you and I were struggling to figure out how to do kickoffs in our neighborhood football game and said, here, I've got an idea. This has Vic's vacant lot, for those of you old enough to remember, on ESPN written all over it.
I do like the no fair catch idea. But if we're going to have a kick, I mean, you can kick it through the end zone. You can have a touchback. But if it's in play, I kind of like the, hey, no, you got to return this sucker. Miller and Moulton, thanks for listening.